The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey, y'all. It's Brittany.
And Eric. We are off this week, and when we come back next week, we're going to look a little different.
Our show art is getting a little bit of a makeover. So the next time you go to download The Nod to go look for it in your favorite podcast app, you're actually going to see our faces looking right back at you.
Both of them.
Both of them.
Say hello, and then press play.
If this is your first time joining us and you want to hear a full episode, I would suggest listening to the episode entitled I Am a White Woman. I make a very, very, very impassioned defense of the classic 2000s film White Chicks.
And I would recommend The Legend of RZA and the Last Airbender. In it, I sit down with RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan, and we talk about the beautiful relationship between hip-hop, black culture, and kung fu. But today, while we don't have a full episode, we're gonna bring back something we used to do that we always enjoyed.
Always enjoyed. Just a few outtakes, just of us in the studio, being ourselves, talking about witchcraft and the occult.
So sit back, relax, and listen to some of the things that were left on the cutting room floor.
And join us next week for a new episode and new show art.
Are you ready?
I was born ready.
I have to shave a lot.
When are we going to do like a bet where you just grow your hair out for like 3 months?
Well, it's not. The thing is,
it looks just like Colin Kaepernick.
No, I tried that a long time ago. At Howard, I tried to grow. I used to love the old school Kobe, like mini fro.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I tried to do that, but my hair will grow like 2 inches and then just get real thick. So it'll grow like old school Sidney Poitier length and then just stop.
When Eric and I went to California earlier over the summer, we got to go to the Disney California theme park and we got so drunk. We had the best time.
Disneyland?
Oh my God, Disneyland? Has the best alcohol. It's too bad you can't breastfeed. You're never gonna know the feeling.
No, although Eve like tried to latch on me one time. It was the strangest fucking thing ever.
The first time I babysat Eve, she tried it. She was like, hey.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, I can't help you.
Yeah, we drank a lot. We had and you can take your alcohol with you.
Oh, right, because it's like an enclosed park.
It's the shit. So we just like, and then we went on all these rides and we had so much fun. Oh, yeah, we also got Fast Pass. We paid like $10 extra to get Fast Pass.
I think it's worth it.
It's so fucking worth it. They had just started having it there and then we just like took like every, like we just like, we're just like hopping around going from ride to ride. And we also went on a water ride. Oh my God, we were there for like only 3 hours and we had like an amazing time. It's awesome.
Drake had a 2000s themed birthday party. You really shouldn't have a themed birthday party for the era that you grew up in that was 10 years ago.
But it also was not like, it wasn't even really that good of a 2000s party. It was a better late 90s party.
He has a Blockbuster display?
That's a late 90s thing. That's not a 2000s thing.
I was going to Blockbuster the entire time we were in college, yeah.
Blockbuster?
He had never been to any Disney anything before. And I think he thought it was going to be so terrible. And he had so much fun.
This is like one of the most uplifting you and Eric doing. You're not trolling him.
No, we had honestly the best time. We were able to take one selfie. I think we were too drunk.
The first film she made is about Henry Box Brown, an enslaved man who hid in a box to mail himself to the North to freedom.
Must have been a big box.
Shut up. Shut up. Go back home. Go home.
Y'all gonna hate me now that I'm well.
Define well. You wouldn't know wellness if it hit you in the head. Why are you making that face?
I'm not making a face.
You've hated plants for like 31 years and then you just changed your mind. And now you want to do tarot and shit. So truly. Okay, having the palpitations. She's, look at that. Look how freaked out she is by this.
Tarot?
By this fucking news.
Everyone is capable of change.
Love.
So I was in the office Sunday and I just needed a break. And so I was just walking around.
Right, touching shit on people's desks. Go ahead.
And somebody had a tarot deck on their desk. And so I just pulled four cards and like took a picture of it. And I put it on Instagram and I just was like, I don't even know what this means. I just pulled four cards. And so people started writing in what it meant. And I found it interesting that it was everybody's answers were remarkably consistent. Like, it was a little creepy in terms of, like, what they were saying as to, like, just what the narrative of this week has been. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I mentioned to Brittany that I'm now curious to I did that kind of on accident. I was just, like, playing around with it.
There are no accidents.
I am curious, like, if I really actually, like, got a real reading, like, what it would be like. It made me a lot more open to the experience.
You're going full witch! You're
going to
turn into a witch.
The team can't be all witch.
I did order some candles, though. I did order some lemongrass candles.
I don't know how witches feel about lemongrass candles.
But does that do anything? Does that give me a power?
I don't think you should have. I think you don't have any powers.